Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Hey honeys, guess what? I just wanted to come on here real quick at the top of the episode and let y'all know that in case you're gonna be home on Friday night, which I honestly hope you are, because you know, COVID. But also, you could probably watch it the next day or the next day or the next day, too. So really, it's fitting for everybody. But Ben Sheehan, frequent guest of Natribute, the official political consultant of Natribute slash my life partner, is going to be on Real Time with Bill Maher, the television show, which airs on HBO this Friday. I would love if the honeys could tune in and watch him because it's a big deal. He was on Good Morning America a couple weeks ago. And more importantly, he's been on Natribute now a couple times. So this is a big deal. This is a big promotion for him and his book. So please watch. Tell your friends to watch. It's exciting. Matthew McConaughey is also a guest. You can't go wrong looking at him. So just wanted to let y'all know Ben is going to be on Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO this Friday. And if you're listening to this, next week or something, don't worry, you didn't miss it because HBO Now exists, HBO Go, HBO Max, whatever it's called. I don't even know the differences, but you can probably find it, okay? So tune in and check Ben out. And thanks for listening to Natribute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sunscreen should still happen when it's raining. Neck creamers only love you when they're neck creaming. They say podcasts, they will come and they will go. When Natribute washes your face, you'll know. You'll know. Yes.
Welcome everybody to Natribute. Yes, I'm getting snaps. Welcome everybody to Natribute. I was in just a California love mood today and I went with it with that song. So welcome to Natribute. That is where you go when you know you're beautiful, you know you're gorgeous, and you want to celebrate yourself and you want to celebrate your self-care and you want to have a good time doing it. And that's my job. I'm Jackie J, your host, the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natribute. And honestly, welcome to TikToktober. TikToktober has already been so fulfilling to me personally. I cannot believe I'm getting the guests I'm getting. Literally my favorite TikTokers. I'm finding them, I'm reaching out, and they are saying yes. So this is the year of yes. This is an era of redemption and affirmation, and it is beautiful and powerful. My guest today, yet another queen, yet another respected person in the game that I love watching on TikTok. My guest today is a loving, authentic person. And as they say on TikTok, she passes the vibe check. Yes, did I say that right?
That was so good, yeah.
Thank you. My guest, as of this recording, has 261,000 followers and 4 million likes on TikTok.
Oh my God.
So coming in hot. One of the most comforting, soothing people that I've ever had the pleasure of seeing online. Beautiful inside and out. The beauty is exuding. She's a San Francisco Bay, honey. And she loves lip gloss. Please welcome Aaliyah Grace.
Hello, yes, it's me. Hi, everyone.
It is so nice to meet you on the computer.
Likewise.
I've spent so many minutes with you on TikTok.
Have you really?
Oh, of course I have. I mean, we'll get into it. But first of all, Aaliyah Grace, welcome to Natribute.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you for saying yes.
Honored. I'm so honored. I'm so happy to be here.
The first question I ask every guest on Natribute is, what type of skin do you have?
I have, this is funny, actually. I have kind of combination skin with a little more. I have pretty bad dry patches. But what's funny about it is that growing up, I had very oily skin, like for a really long time. Like when I first started doing makeup, my skin was very oily. But estrogen, when I started transitioning, really dried it out. So I had to change everything. My skincare, I had to change.
You had to change everything, makeup. Your whole life.
Yeah. I mean, not to be dramatic, but I had to pack my bags and leave and, you know, change everything.
I'm telling you that you can't catch a break.
No, it's really rough out here.
Well, you know what? We cream up and we are resilient and we change and we adapt.
I love that. I know. Creaming my neck. That's something that I need to start doing.
Well, you're young now. So if you start creaming now, your neck will look, what's the word they use on TikTok? Immaculate.
Immaculate.
Your neck will look immaculate forever.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So we'll get you a cream. Don't worry.
The goal.
We'll get you a cream.
Absolutely.
My next warm-up question that I've been asking everyone is, what is your favorite TikTok sound or audio?
You know, my favorite right now, I have a few because I'm on TikTok a lot. But my favorite right now, there's a creator, his name is Justin Curtis. He does this thing called consensual thirst traps, where like he'll start it off by just giving a disclaimer that this is about to be a thirst trap. And
okay,
if you don't want to see it, like keep scrolling. But if you do, like here it is.
Welcome.
And then it's like, I don't know, a few seconds of like whatever is trending on thirst TikTok at the moment. And then he ends it with, well, that was it. Like, and then he'll give you like a self-care tip. Like, don't forget to drink water. Don't forget to, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, let me be honest. I'm on thirst TikTok a lot.
Yeah,
right?
There
are some beautiful people on TikTok.
But everybody
is so beautiful. And I'm just like, where are these people?
I know.
And, I've always wanted to like make my own thirst TikTok, but I'm just like, it feels so uncomfortable. I feel so uncomfortable doing it. So when I found that sound, I was like, this is perfect. I can have my thirst trap dreams come true, but still have it be like within my scope of
your brand.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, it's great. It makes me so happy.
Well, I got to find that one. There's this Harry Potter one where they say, choose your house. And then people that are all hot will do all four outfits as if they're in each Harry Potter house.
Yes.
And I just can't get enough of it. I watched a bunch of them this morning, like gorgeous makeup for each house or gorgeous outfits. I saw an indigenous person do an indigenous look for each house. I'm telling you, people on
chills.
TikTok are so creative
they're
and so,
so
vibrant.
Cool.
And it's just every day I'm impressed.
Yeah. No, same. They're so cool. People on TikTok are so cool. Like, I'll go through TikTok, and then I feel old because I'm going through people's TikToks, and I'm like, wow, they're so cool. Kids are so cool nowadays.
Kids are so cool.
They're so creative.
Do you know what Harry Potter house you are?
You know, I identified as Slytherin for, like, majority of my life. But last year, I retook the test because someone told me to, and I got Ravenclaw. And I was like, it was like my whole life has just been a lie, you know?
That's a pretty big change.
It was a big jump for me.
I mean, first your skin and now this.
I know. I'm telling you. It's just you become a whole new person when you transition.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All houses are beautiful and I'm happy for you.
Well, what's your house?
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I
really at first did not. I was kind of like, I can't believe that. You're telling me I'm a Hufflepuff? Like what? But then I realized, no way, I am.
Yeah, I can
totally
see
It's okay.
That. I can totally see that.
You know what? You love to read, right?
I do.
That's why you're a damn Ravenclaw.
I know.
I could have told you that, Aaliyah Grace.
I know. It makes sense. It does. My whole, you know what? I'm an open book. Like, it makes so much sense. But
it makes so much sense.
I was in, you know, you try to fight it for so long.
It's true.
I give into the feeling.
And it was just there the whole time.
It really was.
Well, it is so nice to meet you. I'm so honored that you said you would come on TikToktober because, you know, I'm a big fan of your videos. We're going to get into that. The last question I have to ask you is, this is the last warm-up question. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Ooh, you know, we kind of mentioned this earlier when we were chatting, but I have this thing where, like, when I set my mind on something, I'm assuming we mean, like, not just physically.
It could be anything, but it's an open interpretation question. Some people say they're delicate wrists. Some people say their personality. Like, you know, everybody has.
I have meaty wrists, but
and they're perfect.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think I think when I get the idea to do something, mm-hmm. I have to do it. Yes. And there's nothing that can stop me from doing it. And I feel like that's what is like how I've made TikToks so far is like when I have that idea, I won't do anything else until I do it. That goes for anything, I think, you know, any kind of like projects or things that I have in mind, I have to. And I think it's an Aries thing. I just like I have to achieve it. Like I just. Yeah.
I love that. And that makes perfect sense considering, you know, your work ethic. Do you post a TikTok every day?
I do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the key, right? It's consistency.
Yeah. Yeah, I do my best. Other than that, you know, I think I have nice legs.
Hell yeah.
You know, I'm a tall one. So I think I have
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Me too.
No, get
We
Shut the
can
front door.
Share pants.
Yes.
We can share pants.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It makes me so happy. I have no idea.
If you ever move here, like just come over and take all my shirts and stuff.
Oh my gosh, we can share a closet.
Yeah, I mean, just move in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Consider it
And
done.
If I'm ever up at the Bay, I'll come hang.
Please. Oh my gosh.
Okay, perfect.
Do.
I love that about us. We're, you know, Meg the Stallion is really tall and that's where she got her name.
Yes, and that it wasn't until she was really like out in the game that I felt really good about my height.
Yeah.
I feel like her.
Rihanna's 5'10". There's a lot of us.
Rihanna's 5'10"?
Oh, yeah, honey. Maybe 5'9", but she's tall.
I did not
Katy
know that.
Katy Perry, I think, is 5'7". I know tall girls know everyone's height because we can clock people who are lying.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
But before Meg, it was Kimora. Kimora Lee Simmons.
Right.
She's like 6
mm-hmm.
feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
So, God, I just love women.
I know, same. All sizes, honey.
Yes.
If you're listening to this and you feel left out because you're short or petite, listen, Aaliyah, Grace, and I, we hang. You can come hang with us.
Yes, we'll pick you
up.
It
doesn't matter if you're short or tall or anything.
Yeah. No, we'll raise you up.
We will.
We got you.
Josh Groban style.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, my God.
Okay,
yes.
Aaliyah, Grace, I feel like I know you because I watch your videos, but I also kind of don't. So I was going to just be like, if those of you don't know you, like, let's say we just met at a party. I'm like, how are you? Like, what would you tell us about your life? Like, if you were like, hi, I'm Aaliyah Grace, like, just give us a couple sentences. I just want to like kind of get your mood.
Yeah. I think, first of all, I miss parties. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But
what a concept, right? I'm like,
know.
I haven't been around more than one person in a long time.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't know what it's like to be around people, like multiple people.
Yeah.
And like look cute and spill my drink everywhere. Like, you
right.
know?
Oh my God, I spill so much.
I spill everywhere. I'm such a klutz.
I've spilled on so many people.
Such a klutz. Oh my, and we're tall too, so it's like on people's heads.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've literally dumped drinks on people on
yes.
accident.
Yes. Yes. We're, oh my gosh. Don't put us together in a club. We're just going to be.
I'm telling you, it'll be a mess.
A total mess.
Get the mops out.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. WAP, right? Like,
yes.
But yeah, so after I spill my drink on everybody at the party, I would probably, if someone were to ask if they, you know, bothered to after that, I mean, I would be honest. I would tell, I work as a nurse now. I'm a, LVN, a licensed vocational nurse, or LPN, depending on the state you're in. I've worked in mental health now for the majority of my career, really, ever since I was 19. And I think I recently went back to school, hoping to study public health. Healthcare has always been like a huge passion of mine. But I think at the same time, I've always wanted to pursue creative projects and use mm-hmm. the creative side of my brain more, which is why I've been so grateful for TikTok and, you know, starting this podcast and being able to pursue things that I didn't think were possible before and things that I just dreamed about. So I would just tell you at a party that I am a nurse in a transition period who is starting to pursue passion projects more than I ever have before.
That is so beautiful. Would you say TikTok sort of helped inspire you to pursue those creative projects?
Absolutely. I mean, these were things that I thought, like, I've always dreamed of. Not to be, like, dramatic, but, like, I really, like, thought that wouldn't be accessible to me until much later in life.
Right.
Or till I got to a certain point, I felt like. But, I mean, with the way that things have kind of taken off, I think for the first time I was like, I could do this now. Like, this is something that I actually could, I'm capable of, and that there is an audience for. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need more healthcare professionals, but at the same time, you have a lot of talent and a lot of gifts to offer. So I'm not saying to quit your job, move to LA and become a talk show host, but if you wanted to, I would be okay with it.
Oh, I would love that. Honestly, yeah. I would love that.
Well, we'll talk about that because, I mean, I already have your whole career mapped out in my head, but it's fine.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Sweeties, let me tell y'all a little bit about Candid. You know, all the things that we do for ourselves, we talk about them on Ashbeat all the time. There's serums, there's creams. But what are we doing for our mouths? What are we doing for our teeth, more specifically? For me, I always wanted to fix my overbite. I always wanted my teeth to move just a little bit straighter. And guess what? I did it. Thanks to Candid. Thanks to Candid, straightening my teeth was simple, easy, and more comfortable than ever. Candid clear aligners are comfortable, removable, and practically invisible, unlike wire braces, so you can transform your smile without anyone noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement, honey. And it's all done from the comfort and convenience of your own home, which is perfect for right now, because we're all sitting at home. So why not move your teeth, get those teeth looking good while you're at home right now? Candid only works with orthodontists, never general dentists like other companies. Plus, your supervising orthodontist will be with you every step of the way. And with Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan. So you'll always be in the know, which is something that I appreciate because life is unpredictable, hon. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then, and it costs thousands less than braces. Honey, I did Candid. It's one of the best things I've done. Every time I look in the mirror and I smile, I think, thank you, Candid, I see you. So, if you're like me, you've been wanting to do something with those teeth, Candid's here for us, honey. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all my listeners can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Go to CandidCO.com/Natch and use code Natch. That's CandidCO.com/Natch, code Natch. So that's CandidCO.com/NATCH, code NATCH. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. CandidCO.com/Natch, use code Natch. You know the drill. Candid. I love those teeth. Honeys, this episode of Natch Butte is sponsored by one of my favorite things in my life, Best Fiends. If you're like me, you love a good game, you love to engage your brain with fun puzzles, and guess what, sweetie? Best Fiends is here for you. And I am not just advertising Best Fiends, I am also a user. I recently just passed level 1000 on Best Fiends, and it was a huge accomplishment in my life. I've obviously devoted a lot of time to this, and I feel really vindicated as a person because I am victorious. Best Fiends is free to download. I'm obsessed with playing it, and I know a lot of the honeys are too, and it's casual gameplay that fits into your life. If you have a few minutes here or there, you want to engage your brain and feel accomplished, Best Fiends is here for you, okay? The best part about Best Fiends to me is that it does not require an internet connection. So if you're in line, if you're walking, if you're in an elevator, wherever you may be, Best Fiends is there for you, and it is fun. The games, I'm telling you, the levels are challenging. They're getting more and more challenging now that I'm way up high in the VIP status, okay? But challenging in a fun way. There's a lot of levels. There's always something going on. And I'm telling you, they love to give you prizes. They love to reward you. And I'm just a big fan of the game. I know a lot of the honeys are too. Best Fiends is the can't put it down mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads and counting. I'm not alone here. It's free to download and has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store or Google Play. There are levels, events, and challenges added all the time. I think right now I'm collecting guitars. You never know what you're gonna get. Play away. There's always one more level. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Sweetie, the fun never ends. So there's always lots of levels. You're never going to run out. It says there's over 5,000 levels. There I thought I was actually about to be done with the game. No, sir. It's got a lot more. So I'm obsessed. You'll be obsessed. Check out Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. You're very special, and I think the work you do on TikTok is, like I was saying earlier, there's just so, when you think of the internet sometimes, you just think of, like, trolls, and you just think of, like, negative comments, and then you come across your feed, and it's just, all your comments are like, this is so soothing, I watch this over and over, you're like the friend I never had, like, I think that's beautiful. So, let's talk about TikTok a little bit.
Okay.
When you first got on it, I know you like started out doing like more kind of traditionally TikTok-y, like dancey kind of voiceover stuff. But then you started doing these POV videos. And I feel like that's what kind of hit you into the stratosphere. That's what kind of started changing the game for you. So I would love to talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, I think for a while, well, first of all, I didn't want to talk about this. When I first started making videos on TikTok, I initially didn't even want to talk about being trans.
Yeah.
I, like, when I first started out, I thought I was going to be, like, a fashion and style TikToker. That didn't work out because I wear the same thing for, like, a week. That wasn't, I was like, you know, who do I think? No, there's no way.
Those TikTok clothes baddies, I don't even want to know what their room looks like. I bet it's a tornado because they have to change outfits so much.
Yeah. They have like literally their whole, I just can't. Like, I just,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. And I just don't have that many clothes. And it's, but yeah, I knew that when I started speaking on being trans, and the first time I did, it was, I did it. It's kind of like a light, in a lighthearted way. And that's what got a lot of traction. And then I kept continuing to make content about being trans in a way that was lighthearted, but also being able to like kind of celebrate my identity and to make sure that people felt like, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Because that was very important to me. A lot of my early TikToks were very like how happy I've become now that I'm able to be who I really want to be. And I had talked to a few other trans creators, and we all kind of agreed that making educational content is very important, because I think a lot of people don't, I think a lot of ignorance when it comes to the trans community stems from just a lack of knowledge, and people just don't know. People genuinely just don't know any better. So I just thought,
and a lack of visibility.
Yeah, and exactly. And people, and I can't even tell you how many times outside of TikTok I've been told like, oh, I just don't know any other trans person. Which first of all, you might not know of a trans person that is out to you, but you very well might have encountered one in your life sometime.
Yeah, it's like, are you a Gryffindor? Are you, you know, a Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
It's nobody's business, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I try to be as open about my experience as I can for educational purposes. And one of the things that I knew that I get asked about a lot, and I really wanted to make a video on, was pronouns. I was like, people ask about pronouns all the time.
It's such an issue that people want to support. But they're like, oh, I don't want to misstep, or I don't, you know, it's sort of one of those things. That's why that video that you did, I'm glad you brought that up.
But I think for us, like on the inside, it can be so it can be so simple. It can be something that's so easy to do. And I wanted a way to show that. And I knew that POVs were kind of like a big thing. Are there a big thing on TikTok? But all the ones that I had seen were had a very different tone. They were usually like the ones, I don't know about you, but the ones I saw were like usually your boyfriend's friend who's a girl who's super catty and like not nice to you or whatever. Right. And I just thought, well, maybe if I use this is a style that I can use. It's quick, it's concise. You know, I only have a minute to to show to say what I have to say. So I adapted that format to hopefully, I think the goal was just to be able to show the best way to ask that isn't offensive.
Right.
And I mean, I did, and I put it out there, and you're right. That really, really was the video that took off, I think, the most.
Could you tell people who don't know, who haven't seen the video? I have it right here. It says POV, which, if you don't know, means point of view. Mm-hmm. You meet your crush's friend at a party, and she actually asks for your pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are acting. This is sort of like an acting video.
Uh-huh.
And tell us how, do you remember the verbiage or how you said it? Because it really is like a low key, takes the pressure off. Like it was just a chill way.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember saying something like, hey, you came here with Alex, right? And I wanted it to be, again, I really wanted it to feel like, because when you go to a party, right? Let's say you're going to a party where, and it's like your boyfriend's party or whatever, your partner's party, right. And you don't know anyone there. And that can be for me anyway, it's a very like nerve-wracking situation.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to get out of the car.
No, exactly. And I don't want to talk to, you know, you don't know anybody and you're just standing there kind of awkwardly and your partner is like all over the place. So I just thought, because I've been in that situation so many times before, and I really thought on like, well, how would I want to be approached in that situation? And I really went off of that and thought, well, if it were me, this is how I would want to be spoken to, and this is how I wish I was spoken to more in social situations. So that's kind of, and really I thought of all of it on like my drive home from work. Was like, how would I want someone to approach me? You know, a simple introduction. And really what I found was the best way to find out someone's pronouns, if you're not sure, is to just offer your own.
Right.
And just say, you know, oh, I use she, her. I'm like, what about you? Yeah, and I just thought, well, I want to be able to show people that it really doesn't have to be that nerve-wracking or that scary.
I love that. It was, that's why the video went so big, was because people were like, this is what I need to know. I'm so excited about this.
Right, and it was, oh gosh, it really warmed my heart, because I got people like, like teachers and people, or people who were like, you know, public servants who were like, now I know how to address my students. Now I know how to address people when I'm not sure. And that's what really was like, okay, this is the content I need to be making. This is what I need to be doing.
Yeah. And you've done several others. I have a few listed here. I love this one. You're getting your first gender affirming haircut and your crush's friend offers to come with you for support. Like, but you literally are such a good actor. Like,
oh,
it's so good. Like, I really do feel like there are definitely young people watching that video that are pretending like they're with you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you are the supportive friend that they may not have in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you come up with your ideas? Is it just sort of like you said, you're driving and you're like, oh my God, that's such a good idea?
Kind of. I mean, I think a lot of the ones that a lot of my early ones, especially, like I said, were things that I wish that were said to me when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I think a majority of my content, honestly, is stuff that I needed when I was little, you know, when I was younger and unsure of myself. And I like to say that my TikToks are kind of a love letter to a younger me. And I continue to make them knowing that if I needed them, that there has to be someone else who needs them as well. And the haircut one actually for me came from, I had done one about showing someone how to put makeup on and doing their hair. And then I thought, well, how can I show support for someone who was more like masculine leaning? Because I don't want to cater to only, you know, trans women or trans feminine people. I wanted to be able to show my support for everyone on the trans in the trans community. And so that was, for me, I thought this is something that can be, this is something that a lot of trans men or trans masculine people go through. I got the idea actually from another creator, like I said, a friend of mine. His name is Noah Tyler. He's who I also love and adore. He makes content that was things that you don't think about when you're a cis person that trans people have to think about all the time. And one of the things was haircuts. So I was like, oh, there it is. That's what my next POV is going to be about, because I don't think about haircuts. I you know, I go into a salon and I don't think twice, but I don't realize how that can be a really nerve-wracking experience for someone who, let's say, who has hair, like, let's say like us, and then wants to go in and shave it all off.
Right.
To feel,
and that's
more
a
like
big
themselves.
Step.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I love that video. I love
Thank
all
you.
Of them.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited to see all the fun stuff you have coming up. I know you have a lot. You do have some beauty and glam stuff, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But first, I want to ask you about your Mantra Monday videos.
Oh, yeah.
So we love a good mantra here on NatchBew, especially me being like an LA lady. I'm sure it's the same up in the Bay. Like, we love a good like hippie moment, vibes and whatnot. I was wondering if you could share some of your most used mantras with us and say them in your beautiful, soothing voice.
Oh, I love
and
that.
We can all replay them and hit replay when we like need to hear these, because I've been working on this. It's so true. You said this earlier, like the power of positive thinking, the power of the things you say to yourself.
Yeah. It's a very underrated, it's a very underrated power. I think that we all have within ourselves. And I think, you know, I think more often than not, we try to look for that in other places.
Yes,
but
other people.
Other people, especially
the likes
other people.
On Instagram.
Yes, even the likes
Mommy
on
Mommy and Daddy. Oh, are we talking about me? Oh, never mind.
No, it's true, though. And, you know, I used to think that, like, that's the only way I was going to find, like, validation. And happiness. But when you start to really believe that you can find all of that from within you, like by doing like affirmations or mantras, that's what really changed. I think shifting the narrative, I think shifting your own self-talk is such a big, and it sounds so hokey, right? Everyone's like, what do you mean? Like, I can talk to myself however I want to. But if you really start to speak to yourself in a way that is kinder and more forgiving, it can really, again, not to be dramatic, but it can change your life.
I don't think you're being dramatic at all. I think it's so important. And, you know, I don't know exactly your age, but I'm in my 30s. Like, honey, we talk to ourselves like shit when I was little. Like,
no, we do.
I'm telling you, like, reprogramming your inner dialogue is a lot of hard work, and it's really important work. And the more I see younger people, you know, preaching this, it ain't hokey at all, hon. This is important.
Period. No, I completely
and that's
agree.
On period.
Yes. Look at you.
I just had Devontae on.
Did you? Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Them. Oh my
God. I know. Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Oh wow. That's awesome. I think so. For mantras for me, one of them is one that I actually used in my very first video, and it was, I am worthy of the best things in life, and I now lovingly allow myself to accept it. That,
honey, we are worthy.
Yes. That, again, changed my life. Like,
yes.
I think, you know, I think when I first started out, and I still feel this from time to time, when I get all this recognition, and when I get more and more messages and comments of people telling me that they're how grateful they are, or how much they love what I'm doing, it's very easy for me to kind of feel like they can't be talking about me. There's no way. Like, and then it's easy to feel nervous and to feel I don't deserve this. I don't like this. There's no way that all of this praise and all of this love can be for me.
Right.
So that was one that really, that continues to help me every day, because it reminds me that I am worthy of everything that that is coming to me in life. And I have to accept it. And you really do. And you really deserve to allow yourself to accept all the good that comes your way. Because you manifested that, you know, you worked for that.
Yeah, and you deserve it.
Right, exactly.
It's so interesting, that little voice. It hits me still. Like, something good will happen, and I'll just kind of go, eh, it's not that big of a deal. Because this little head, this little voice in my head's like, bitch, you ain't shit. You know, I'm like, who are you? Get out.
Right.
Who are you?
Right.
No, I don't need you. So get out, honey.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so, so, so true. And you know, and it's like the things that I say to myself, I always try to think of it like this. If I wouldn't say that to my sister or my mom or my best friends, then I don't need to be saying it to myself.
Oh, that's so true. I would never say, bitch, you ain't shit, to my mom.
Exactly.
That's so true, though. We are our own harshest critics.
Yeah.
No, it's unfair really and so bad. So I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Leah Grace.
Thank you.
We need those mantras. Keep them coming.
Yeah, I will. I'll do my best to, just for you.
I can't wait. Okay, we have to talk beauty. This is Natch Butte.
Oh, got it. Right.
So I just watched a video you posted today. Now, this isn't going to be out for a while, but so you're going to have to dig, honeys.
Okay.
But you did a video where you were getting ready, and I just need to know, like, some of your must-have favorite products. And I'm talking in all categories, like, if you have a serum you like or a mascara. Because the one thing I first want to ask you is, you did your hair, and you have great hair. Oh, you have beautiful, cool girl, California hair. And you used this wand. It was like a heat wand. I don't even know what it was. I don't think I've ever seen it. And I was like, honey, I need that.
Have you not? Oh, girl, that will change your life for real. Yes.
Yeah, well, tell me what it is.
It's the Revlon All-in-One, I think, Voluminizer and Styler is what it's called.
I feel like I would get it stuck in my hair.
You know, I thought so too.
Is it easy to use?
It's so, let me tell you, it is so easy. Like, I'm not one, I can't do the, you know, like the paddle brush thing? Like,
yes,
like,
I can't.
I can't.
My arms get too tired.
I cannot do it. I don't have the hand-eye coordination to do both. Yes. Now that my hair's gotten so much longer than I'm used to, I can't do it. There's no way in heck. Like, there's no. And I gave up, and now I just air dry. Like, for a while, I was like, no, I'm just not going to bother. But
yeah,
I see, this is one of the things I seen on TikTok, and I see everyone using it. And I was like, you know what? I have to try it. I have to at least try it. And why I got it from Target. You can get it, like, I think Target, I think Ulta might have it too. Amazon has it. And I went in, and I bought it, and I, again, it changed my life. Like, it makes you excited to blow dry your hair. And it's so easy to use. You have to try it.
I have to get it. I have to get it.
Yeah. No, like I said, it gives you the very, like, for me, because the way that my hair is cut, after I style it, it's very, like, a Farrah Fawcett, like, you know what I mean?
Like I said, cool yes, California, honey.
That blowout, like, yes. you just want to, like, shake your head all the time, like.
It's perfect for sitting alone in your house where no one can see you because we can't be around other people. It's like perfect.
No, exactly. Just holding a glass of wine, you know, like,
or Malibu. I see your Malibu bottle behind you. Not to call you out. Somebody had to party last night.
Party of one. Like,
party of one, your table is ready.
Oh, yes. Party of one. And that bottle is probably empty. I'm just saying, listen, being a nurse is hard, okay?
I'm not judging, but it is right there for the picking. I had to say something. You know, I was in a sorority. I recognize a Malibu bottle from across the counter.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good to know. Do you have any other faves? Like, I know you love a lip gloss.
Oh yes. Oh,
but just, like, tell us a couple faves, because, like, obviously you love makeup, you love products. Like, I can tell. I know a beauty girl when I see one.
I do. I worked at a makeup counter for, like, almost two years.
Wow.
Which really is where I learned, I think, the most about makeup.
You have so many skills. Nurse, makeup artist, motivational speaker, actress. I mean, geez.
I try. I do. Like I said, whenever it interests me, I just do it.
Yes.
If something comes to me, I'm just like, I'm going to try it. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to send you a flute. And in a month, I'm going to call you and you're going to be like, yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Please do. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Why not?
No, I think obviously lip gloss is people, I think, I mean, I won't say people sleep on lip gloss, but lip gloss, there's something about, so I'm 27, right? So I grew up like always, I don't know, maybe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in the early 2000s, like you saw I would see every girl on TV or like TV shows, like the Y2K mean girl was always like, always had her lip gloss at hand, always had her like her tube, like, you know, her tube of lip gloss. And that was like her thing. Like she would take it out and she would gloss her lips.
Get it out and say something bitchy.
Right. Close her compact.
Put it away.
And then leave. And I was like, little me, you know, at like what, I was 7 or 8 at the time, would be like, that's goals.
Yes. Like,
that's who I
cannot wait to mature into that person.
Yeah, like maybe we still have higher goals. But no, I've always loved the look of a glossy lip. And
Well, they went out for a while. Remember, it was all matte for years.
And that was a dark time in my life. I was like, bring the gloss back. And I was very much a rebel during that time.
Yeah.
No, but my all-time favorite gloss, and I will never shut up about this, is the Fenty Gloss Bomb.
Yes.
Those are if I can wear one lip gloss for the rest of my life, it's that one.
Yeah. Is it because it's just the payoff? It's not sticky. It stays on. Because sometimes they slide off your damn mouth.
Like, they sure do.
Sometimes I look and it's all down here. And I'm just like, do I need to go get my Juvederm redone?
My poor chin.
Like, why is this?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, it slid off.
It's just running down your chin. And
I'm
like,
telling you. And I'm
down
like,
my moisturized neck. Like,
yes. Yeah. Cream that neck with lip gloss. With lip gloss.
That's so funny. No, I think it is the one lip gloss for me that wears so well over time. Mm-hmm. So like even after if I'm out and I don't, because my thing is I take forever to do my makeup, right? I will take as long as I need to, but that's because I do not want to have to touch it up later.
Yeah.
Like if I'm out, I don't want to have to touch it anymore. And so the Fenty lip gloss is one that over time it wears so beautifully for me, and like it leaves your lips feeling so soft but not sticky. The scent is just, what'd you say earlier, immaculate. It's like,
yes,
it smells luxurious
scent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it smells like, oh, like it smells like I have good credit. Like,
oh yes,
you know what I mean,
I have my life together.
Yes,
like you enter my home,
like,
there is a candle lit, there are fresh flowers
exactly
on the table.
Exactly. Yes, oh my gosh, yes. So that's for me was like, who do I think I am?
Yeah, you're Rihanna. That's who you are.
Literally.
You're 5'10". You're killing it.
Right. Thanks. And really, Rihanna is just, thank you so much for this lip gloss, because I just, it's my all-time favorite. And if it is a little pricey, I will say that. And I saw on TikTok, I've learned a lot on TikTok about makeup.
Same.
But the Maybelline The Lifter Gloss in the shade, I think, Topaz, is very similar. So I bought like 5 of them.
Yeah.
And I have them because, like I said, I think they're like, they're no more than $7 or $8, you know, at your local drugstore. And obviously nothing will compare to the Fenty gloss, but that one comes pretty damn close, if I may say so myself.
So I want to know brow product, and I need to know what black eyeliner you like.
Brow product. I use a lot for my brows. My brows need a lot of help. I started doing them myself in quarantine, and let me tell you, my poor brow lady is going to hate me.
I just went, and this morning I definitely put one a little higher, but the difference it makes having a professional get in there, I'll never go back. I'll never go back.
Same. No, honestly, it's just, but so right now I'm using like I said, like 3 different things, right? So I use because I shaved the tail of my brows at the beginning of quarantine. Mm-hmm. Thanks to another creator. Her name is Eleanor, but her handle is Snitchery on TikTok and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And she went on this like spiel, like shave the tails of your brows off. It'll change your face. It'll change your life.
Yeah.
And you know me, I remember watching her video. She's so beautiful. I'm like watching her videos, and I was like blanket burritoed up in bed, like looking like a gremlin. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll shave.
Look at that pretty lady.
Yeah. I was like, okay, if she's telling me to do it, yeah, I'll do it. And I got out of bed and I shaved.
Whatever you say, Snitchery.
Yes, please do it. Like, so I did it. But what I find is that, and this might be helpful for anyone who might not have as much hair to work with, I find that a gel eyeliner applies onto my skin a little better, and it shows up a little better than like products that are like brow specific products.
That is a good tip.
It works for me, I'll say that. And so I'll use that to go in to kind of make the shape that I want, and then kind of set it with a brown eyeshadow, clean it up with a foundation stick, you know, carve out the brow. I prefer foundation stick over concealer because I think to me it looks a little more natural. It doesn't look too...
That makes sense.
I feel like concealer makes it look too sharp.
Yes.
And then you just... if that's the look you want, by all means, please.
Yeah,
go for
cut
it.
A bitch with the brow
please
if you
do.
Want.
And
yeah.
I love a good snatched brow. But for my face in particular, I like to do a little more... not
soft.
As... Yeah. So I love a good foundation stick and then just a brow gel to keep my long, long hairs in place.
I'm looking at Snitchery right now and she needs to get out of here.
Literally, right?
Like, I can't take
she's
the beauty.
So, and you know what? And I always knew she was going to be big, and I mean, and she is. But when Cardi B tweeted one of her TikToks, and I was like, oh my God.
And now it's happening.
Now it's just, I'm so, you know, do you ever feel like proud of someone you don't know?
Yes. That's how I feel about you.
Oh.
That's how I feel about you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, now we know each other. So
yeah, now we're borrowing clothes, and
yeah.
I want you to do my eyebrows. Do you like? Do you do anyone else's makeup, or you like to only do yours? Because I know you said makeup counter, so you were probably putting product on all kinds of people.
Yeah, but I hated it. I'm not gonna lie.
That's how I feel. I'm so bad at other people's makeup.
Me
like,
too.
I don't know what it is. I know my face. I know all my little pockets and boils and whatnot, and I can't deal with somebody. I did my friend. Oh,
crevices.
I did her so wrong. I did her so wrong. And she went to this party looking a fool.
Oh, no.
And I tried to do a purple eye, and that was an ambitious move. And it just,
Jackie.
She looked like Cleopatra's cousin that nobody invited to the party. Like, it was too, I didn't blend it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You know, that's what it is. And because makeup artists, they have to know so much.
I'm telling you, you have to know every face shape, eye shape. I mean,
colors, skin tone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, products, product knowledge. It's a lot.
It's
and that's
a
knowledge that I do not have. I don't know colors.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, people are like, oh, I have a pink undertone. I have a yellow. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Don't know what that means, honey. Sorry.
No, period. I'm like,
yeah, period.
I don't know.
That's
I'm
not period.
Brown, I think. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm seeing how many TikTok phrases I can throw
into
this episode.
No, you're doing great. This is really how I talk in real life. So you're totally fine. I talk in TikTok language.
I love that.
All the time.
We do our best.
Yeah, but yeah, no, other than that, honestly, lashes,
mm-hmm.
lashes are life.
Yes.
And I mean that in the most dramatic way possible because...
Yeah. You do a lash every day?
Every day.
Yes.
Every single, even if it's like a tiny little lash.
Yeah.
Like, I need it.
It makes such a big difference.
It really does. Lashes and lip gloss, like if I don't do anything for any other makeup, like right now I'm not wearing anything but... Brows, lashes, lips, and like eyeliner, of course. But that's like those are my top three I have to have.
So, do you reuse lashes
all the time?
Okay, so what type? Where do we get them? What are you using? Because I feel like I fuck them up. Like I buy them and I spend money. Sometimes I'm like, okay, fine, I'll buy the Lily lashes. Fine, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And they get busted up. Like
they sure do.
I take them off at the end of the night. I shove them in the Uber in my hand, like whatever. And then they're destroyed. And I'm like, I thought people reuse these. Where are you getting them?
They
Lady
sure
Grace?
Do.
Help me out here.
Well, my favorite brand of lashes right now is Yono lashes. It's Yono lashes.
Okay.
I talk about them all the time on my lives. There are people who, like, when people ask me what lashes are you using, I have other people on my lives who answer for me. Oh, she's using Yono lashes.
At this point, you're the poster child. Yeah.
I stand these lashes. And they're launching a whole new line, I think November 6th. So next
Excellent
month.
Excellent timing. Perfect for the holiday season of us having Zoom Thanksgivings and whatnot.
But best believe I will still be beat for a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You have to be. You're still looking at all your family members, judging everybody. You want to look good.
Exactly. And I'm going to eat away from the camera because I'm a lady.
Of course.
Yeah. But no, those, I'm telling you, lashes again.
Where do you get them? Are they in store?
They're online. Okay. So I think YonaLashes.com or YonaLashes is the Instagram or is the Instagram handle. But like I said, and I will say now, because I'm scared to be called out for this. The Yona, so it's ran by my cousin.
Oh, great. You know what? We love a family owned company.
Who I love and adore. And so when she came out with this lash line, I realize now that I might sound biased because she is my cousin, but I really mean it. Even she sent me a PR package with all the lashes. But even though she sent me a PR package, I still purchased like $50 worth of lashes.
Yes.
Even after that, because I still love these lashes.
I think that's great, and she needs to give you a code.
Oh, she does. I do have
oh,
one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
What is it? Tell us.
A Baby Grace 10. Which is
we
my,
love a code
my,
here on Nashville.
Yes, which is my TikTok username, a Baby Grace 10 for 10% off at Yona Lashes.
Who doesn't love a discount? Who doesn't love a female on brand?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we stand so hard. Lashes.
I love. I need to get back into the lash game. I just feel like I'm just at home, you know, by myself. And I'm just like, but you're right. When you look good, you feel good.
Yes. Oh, my
like,
God.
Right
it's
now,
so
if
important.
I had a lash on right now, you probably wouldn't even notice that I did my eyebrows. You know what I mean? You'd be like, damn, Jackie's eyes.
That's what it
know?
Is. Yes. And you know yeah. what? Like, even though we wear masks like everywhere, I'll yeah. still put lip gloss on.
Under the mask.
Yes, I do not care.
Because it's for you.
It's for me. It's not for anyone else.
I hear
else.
That.
I will put
I did a
on.
Lip the other day under my mask, and I did feel more powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can see it? But only you know it's there.
That's true. You and God.
You and God.
That's all that you need.
You and Jesus. Yes. As long as, you know, Jesus is like, she put on lip gloss today. I'm going to bless her.
Yes.
So.
I will open up the heavens.
Yeah. As we deserve.
Because we put in the effort.
We sure did.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, I could talk to you all day, Aaliyah Grace,
I know,
but we have a few more questions and then I'll let you move on with your damn life.
Okay.
Do you have any daily self-care rituals? I know we said mantras, we said lashes and lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other things you do every day that is self-care, that is personal to you?
You know, again, this is something that maybe it's very California of me to do this, but meditating?
Yes.
Again, just like... I notice the days that I don't meditate, I'm in such a worse mood.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, and I don't blame them, it can be hard to sit there. I think people think that when I think meditating, they think they have to sit there for like hours.
Yes.
Hours, like cross-legged, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And which is totally not true. I think I'll meditate in bed, like lying down on my back, and guided meditations are free on YouTube. And there are some that are like 5 minutes long. Sometimes that's all I have time for is to do a quick 5 minute meditation. But I'm a very emotional person. Like especially with hormones, my emotions are everywhere all the time. I'm very sensitive. I feel like I can go from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. And so meditating for me really helps keep my emotions in check. And it allows me to let go of things that I really shouldn't be holding on to.
Yeah.
Damn,
I should meditate.
Girl, try it. And you know what? I just found this out. They have driving meditations. You're not closing your eyes, obviously, but you just put it on while you're driving. <You know? laughs> you're not putting it on, obviously. You're not closing your eyes or anything, but it's just such a nice, especially because I'll listen to them on the way to work, and it's just such a nice way to like, start your day and just because I drive like 20, 25 minutes to work.
Yeah.
So might as well spend that, you know.
Right. Getting in the zone.
Yeah. Getting your mind right.
Well, I trained last year to do transcendental meditation.
Ooh, tell me about that.
And it ain't cheap. I mean, like,
oh, wow.
You pay up. But I was like, I just got a divorce and I was like, I need some zen in my life, you know.
Yeah.
And I just stopped doing it. And it's so crazy. So many people tell me, like, I trained in TM and I stopped doing it. It's like, I spent that damn money and I'm cheap. So I need to get back into it.
Right.
I know how to do it.
Right.
I got to do it. So Aaliyah Grace, maybe I will now because of you.
No, you really should.
You're a meditation fluencer.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
That's going on my Instagram bio.
Done.
Oh my gosh. That's great. Well, what is transcendental meditation? Is that different from like what I'm, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Ooh, what it?
I mean, they're all similar, but it's very mysterious. And, you know, if I told you any more, they might come get me.
Oh.
But you pay a lot of money and you train to do it. And they give you a mantra that is specific to you.
Oh,
and,
wow.
But no, it doesn't involve no guided. It's all yourself. There's no external sound or music.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. Yeah. That's intense.
I say, but the thing is like some meditations work for others that don't work for others. Like I try to do guided meditations and the whole time I'm like, I'm bored. I want to look at my damn phone.
Yeah.
But that's myself. I have to reprogram myself again, like just being high strung and, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's lovely. And you do have such a calming energy. So perhaps you attribute that to the meditation and...
I do. I think I really do.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Thanks for spreading
the good word.
Taking deep breaths is like such an underrated, like... And I'm trying to be better about that because, like I said, when I get mad, girl, I get mad.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the whole deep breath thing really is so helpful.
Yes. It really is. I agree. And I need to remember that too.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought anything because TikTok told you to?
Oh, where do I start? I've purchased so much, but my most recent purchase, I will say this.
Yeah.
The most recent purchase was, have you seen the Sharpie pen?
Yes.
Yes. It's worth it. Do you have it? Do you have one?
No, but I saw the video and I love a pen.
Yes, me too.
And I was like, I need that.
Yes. I went out
so
and I
Sharpie,
bought it.
For those who don't know, Sharpie, who we love. And I love Sharpies.
Yes.
I have every color.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I love to send a good handwritten note and I will Sharpie it up.
Yes.
Sharpie has put out a ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it is very good and people are going in and buying all of them up.
Yes.
Because they are the best pen ever.
Yes. And that's
so
and,
you found them.
Yes, I did.
Where did you get them?
I was at Target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe I got lucky. Maybe I just like walked in during a restock.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I bought them and I damn near opened it up in the store because I was like, I couldn't wait. And I'm not usually a fan of like gel pens or like, you know, pens that are very inky.
Right. Yeah.
But these, I'm telling you, butter. They write like butter.
What colors do they come in?
They do carry black, blue, and red. I only have the black inked ones, but I think you can get, I mean, like I said, you can get all three, really.
Yeah. That's really good. I did see that on Pen TikTok, and I got really excited.
There's a Pen TikTok? I need to get on that.
There's an everything TikTok.
That's very true.
Those OMG surprise balls?
No, what's that?
So there's these things called, I think I'm saying it right, OMG surprise, and there are these little balls made of plastic, and they're at Target, and they're a plastic ball covered in plastic, and you open them, and they're little pods, and then those are plastic. And you open them and they're tiny little miniatures of like household items. So like a tiny little Eggo waffle box.
What?
A tiny little, you know, Hellman's mayonnaise jar. Oh. And people go into Target and literally buy 50 of them and collect and like make their own little grocery stores full of products.
No way.
And they're like literally women will like moms will elbow other moms out of the way. Like they're like the hot item.
I have
They're like the Furby. They're like the Furby of 2020.
Oh my gosh. But maybe this really speaks to, because I'm like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, I need to find little miniature, you know, shake and bake
miniatures.
Boxes.
Oh my gosh.
I think next time you're at Target, go to the toy aisle and just see if there's one or two there. I don't even know how much they cost, but they're a very hot item. And people on TikTok get pissed because they're like, why'd you buy all of them? That was so rude. And
oh
like,
my gosh.
It's like a whole thing.
That was Sarah Bay for a while.
Yes, you're right, because of Hiram.
Yes, and damn Hiram, because I could not find my Sarah Bay for a long time.
Right.
Because of him. And
they're called LOL Surprise.
LOL Surprise.
Unboxing this year's hot toys. Listen, you know what? Y'all do what y'all gotta do.
Yeah.
There's worse hobbies to have.
There really are. you know, it's not hurting.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that TikTok audio that's like, I am obsessed, but my obsession isn't hurting anyone or whatever? Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I love that tag. Yes. I watch all of them.
Yes, because people are, I love seeing what people are obsessed with.
Me too. And the collections are so fun.
Yes, I totally agree. I love anything that like people think is like weird or like is like uncommon. I'm like, tell me about it, please.
Yes.
I want to.
I find out all these weird subcultures in TikTok. And by weird, I just mean I don't know about them. I don't want to be judgmental.
No. Absolutely.
So many. Yeah. They're called LOL Surprise.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to need.
And good luck.
I'm scared you're going to unlock something in me that I didn't know I.
I know. Next time I see you on TikTok, your whole account has changed. It's just miniature kitchen items and Sharpie pens.
Oh my gosh. Yes. No, literally.
Yeah. Well, I'll be fine with that. Do you have, I've asked Hiram this and I asked Devante this. What's the weirdest / most wild thing you've ever come across on TikTok? Do you have one off the top of your head?
You know.
Devante said a woman stuck a straw in a squid and drank its ink.
What? Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, Devante, why? You know, honestly, listen. I'm very much a good vibes person, right?
Yeah.
I'm very, I try to be chill, good vibe, very, very good vibes, right? But I love a good drama TikTok.
Okay. Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I love good, like,
petty TikTok,
messy,
I believe they call it. Yes.
Petty TikTok. Like, I live for it. Like,
there are some crazy things going on.
Listen, and people are finding out, like, it just, when if I see, you know, like that, like the this you, like, is this you, like those,
yes.
I live for it. I will get out of the popcorn. I just love
go
it
to the back, all the way to the beginning of the account.
Yes.
And watch.
Yes. And story times, like, I need to know.
Yes.
I like, and I think it's because I try not to, like, I don't like being involved in drama, but
yes.
I will watch it.
Oh, same.
Oh my gosh.
We all love a soap opera.
Yes. And it really is. Like, people, oh my gosh. It's just so,
I'll
so
give
good.
An example to people who don't know what we're referring to. Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok of a woman who said she found out her husband was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And she was devastated. And she told her mom. She said, Mom, he's having an affair. I just found out. The mom flipped out. Like, had the wackiest, biggest reaction. And she was just like, why is my mom so mad? Turns out her husband was also sleeping with her mom. This is the kind of shit y'all are missing. Get on TikTok.
Oh,
how much
yes.
do I have to say it?
Oh.
TikTok is wild. There's always something going on. Right? Aaliyah Grace is
crazy.
Shook.
That is, I'm, my, I have carpet burn on my chin right now.
Yes,
from
I saw. The
how
chin
my
hit
jaw
the ground.
Just hit the floor. Oh my
Pour
God.
Pour some Malibu, honey, because we
oh,
have a
wow.
journey.
Wow.
I'm
That's
telling
amazing.
You, but I mean, I could name 10 things like that.
Yeah.
I could name 10 literally. And they will come across your For You page. Just, you don't even have to search.
No.
These are the gifts that TikTok gives you. And I'm not saying I'm happy that that happened to her.
No, absolutely not.
The story is just wild.
It
and
is.
She put it out there to entertain us. Like,
right. Right.
Wild.
Petty. And I just,
petty
I
TikTok
love it.
is
expose
something.
Like expose them
expose you are exposed sir
yes.
We're gonna expose you.
Oh my gosh, I live. I really live.
Okay, Aaliyah Grace, this was incredible. You exceeded all expectations, which is not easy to do because I am a jaded asshole. So that is impressive. Please tell us
time.
Where we can find you on TikTok, on Instagram. Tell us about your Ko-Fi, because I know you are an aspiring podcaster yourself.
I sure
and
am.
I want all the honeys to support you in your journey. So just tell us everything.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously my TikTok is at a baby Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Abby
a
Grace.
Baby Grace.
Yes. Yes,
yes,
thank
that's
you.
That's public domain, so I could sing it for free all day.
I love that. I love that mm-hmm. you know that.
Yeah,
it's not Abby Grace. I get it called Abby a lot, mistakenly. But no,
yes.
A Baby Grace. My Instagram is at Aaliyah Baby Grace, because a baby Grace was taken. And whoever you are, I'm coming for you.
That's right. You better clean up.
And yeah, my Ko-Fi, I believe, is also... Ko-Fi.com/ababygrace. I'm trying to stack some coin to get all my projects off the ground. So any support.
And don't y'all want to hear an Aaliyah Grace podcast based on literally, have you been on podcasts?
I've only interviewed, this is the second one I've done. So actually,
you're
not the third.
You're a pro.
Thank
you're
you.
You're a pro. Like, this was my, I don't want to say, you know, listen, all my daughters are beautiful. I love all of them. But this was so fun and enjoyable for me.
This
and
was so fun.
You reinvigorated my passion for this job because you are exactly the kind of person that needs to be in this space. So.
That just means the world to me. Yeah, you have no idea, Jackie. Thank you so much for saying that.
I just feel like we might be best friends, and you know what? That's just the way it is.
Yeah, no. I call, you know, my sibs. I always say like, hey, sib, you're so my sib. Like, I love that.
I love that people did know what that meant, because even me, I knew what that meant.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting because a lot of people's siblings maybe don't identify as a she or a her or a him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what can we call our siblings? What can we call? And then I was like, sibling, of course,
yes,
sibling.
Hello.
And sib.
Like,
I love that.
Yeah.
I think Hey Sib needs to be the title of your pod.
That's actually the plan.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. Hey Sib with Aaliyah Grace.
We love a title.
Yes. You hit the nail right on the head. Title. And I love that. See,
well,
I'm
you know,
one
I
line.
Watch all your videos.
One, one brain cell.
I am a big fan.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here, Aaliyah Grace. Everybody,
me.
Get on TikTok. If this didn't sell you, I don't know what will. Get on TikTok, follow Aaliyah Grace, follow me, even though I'm more of a voyeur. I'm not like, I haven't found my thing yet.
This is your thing. I don't know what you're talking about. This is
that's true. I mean, on TikTok, but
oh, God,
I have
right.
my thing. But I gotta find a TikTok thing because I love the space. I'm so impressed
great.
With the youth of the world.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Absolutely.
Everybody, thank you for listening. I'm so appreciative of your time. I know how hard it is right now. We're all at home. We're all getting ready for Zoom Thanksgiving. Like, we're busy. Mm. So thank you for listening. Don't forget, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep that fringe fresh. Aaliyah Grace, we are going to get you a neck cream.
Yes, please.
I'm going to send you one.
Oh, I would love one.
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.